Hello, honey. I'm so glad you're finally home. I'm preparing all our dinner right now. But before, I have a surprise for you and... Oh, it's you. Sorry, I was expecting your father to be home from his business trip, not his son. I apologize for what I'm wearing now. Excuse me, it was meant to be a special treat for your father. His welcome home present. Oh yeah, you're right, I did text you to come over and see him. Well, that was my bad since I haven't heard from him today. Last time I spoke, he was on his way to the plane. Let me check flight radar, actually. Oh, I see now. It seems that the flight has been delayed because of snow. Well, how disappointing. Your father should have warned me about this at least. Look at me. I put on this nice outfit for him. I prepared to give him a relaxing session after all his hard work, making him his favorite food. Well then, that is a waste of time and money. God damn it. I can't really save the food and these lotions for another day, son. I ordered them specifically for this day. And the food won't be good tomorrow if it is left out, so would you like to stay and help me finish with all of this, or do you have other things to be getting on with? Are you sure you're good to stay? I know guys at your age probably have better things to do than sitting home with their stepmom. Oh, always a sweetie you are. Thank you so much for deciding to keep me company tonight with an old boomer like me. Okay, now you're just overdoing the niceness. Okay, you just take a seat there and I'll get preparing this meal. So, it's actually been quite a while since I've seen you. How long has it been? Nearly a year ago? I can understand that you've been busy with your job and what else. But oh yeah, how has your job been going? Are you still at the same place as before? Well, me? I've been working 3 times a week now. It's been quite stressful at my job, so I've been home a lot also, just to practice better at cooking, and so far it's been going well, actually. And soon you'll get to try my delicious food. And if you stay long enough, maybe you'll get some of my dessert. Here you go, sweetie, you try some of that. It's good, right? Don't mind if your old stepmom comes to try some. Oh, I can't wait to try some of these. So, what a badass out of work. Like, how's your girlfriend getting on? Is she fine? Oh. I'm sorry to hear that. Last time we spoke, you were saying it was looking positive and that you might be going on a date. I have to keep my big mouth shut. I'm sorry, sweetie. You will find someone anyway. Very hard-working, handsome man like you. It would be hard not to resist you. It's the same reason why I like your father. And I fell for him. Oh, that is quite a question. Well, me and your father meeting. We first met when I was waiting on the bus to go home and it was raining down very heavily. It's your kind, sweet father decided to pick me up and take me back. And then it was history from there. Not the most interesting of stories, but as you can see, you will find someone anywhere. The most unlikely of situations, and maybe also the most unlikely of people. Now, come on. Get eating this up, sweetie. It's bad, isn't it? Yeah, I don't like it either. Oh god, that is actually really bad. How about we just move on to other things I had planned for your father? which now you'll be doing in his place. It's going to be very nice, look. It is this relaxing set I bought from AliExpress, which is really good to help you de-stress. Is this lotion here? For around your ears. Yes, for the ears? Did you not know that the ears are the best place to relax the body and mind? They have very special stimulating spots that I can't wait to try with you. Now, let's go to the living room, sweetie. Yes, this was all meant to be for your father. You know how busy his work is, and after the business trip, he'll be so tired, so I went through all this effort for him. But unfortunately, with the weather. Well, now I think. Well, I think I now will just bake him a special cake, and maybe we can go away to a hotel together somewhere, but that's for another day. Oh, finally, he texts when I'm putting lotion on my hands. It better be him. And it is him. He says he's been advised by the airline to stay at the hotel because the plane is not ready to go tonight, and says the next flight is first thing in the morning. Well then, at least he got back to me. I feel so bad for him, but it's a treat for you, so. Are you ready, sweetie?
Get a little better now.
Thank you.
Did you enjoy that? Oh, you are looking very relaxed now, I must say. Now you need to get your sweater off. I don't want lotion to spill onto it. It looks very expensive. Does it feel really nice on you, though? Do you like the relaxing massage sounds? Am I hitting the right stimulating spots? Also, have you been going to the gym lately? Oh my. I can tell. Look how big your muscles are getting. Your father is starting to get a vodka stomach now, so it isn't very appealing. Wait until I tell him about his son. It might encourage him to lose some of it. So do you mind if I start to massage over your muscles now, sweetie? I can't resist. They're looking very nice. Just like that? Are you enjoying that, sweetie? Oh, I do have a magic touch, they do say. Oh, how often have you been going to the gym? Well, I can tell you've been going more than a few days a week, sweetie. Oh, that's enough now. Oh, it's getting so hot in here from those muscles. Sweetie, thank you for the compliments. You compliment me on this visit more than your father has this whole year so far. Well, with all the work trips your father's doing, these business trips, I get so lonely at home. I ask myself, is this what I really want? And Ow. It's all right, sweetie, don't worry. It's just my back getting a little sore from my age. No, you stay seated. You're the guest. Maybe I can sit on your knee like this and I can still continue the massage. Just like this, round all the spots. Are you enjoying this, sweetie? You like it? Do you like it a lot? Is this comfortable for you, dear? There we go. Let lotion all around your ears. There we go. Feeling so nice on you. So relaxing. I like that so much, sweetie. All over your ears. Oh, you want to give me a little massage now? Oh, you are too sweet. Oh my god. Yeah, sweetie. I am feeling a little dry. You're right about that, sweetie. But somewhere else is getting wet. Oh, son. You're so much better than my husband. Oh. Stop, that's enough for now. I have to confess to you, honestly. I knew your father would be held up, and I just wanted to invite you over. It's been a while, and I was missing my dear stepson. I miss those cheeks, look how handsome you are. I hope you are mad about stepmommy doing this and debating you. Will you forgive me? Oh, no, how about we get this off? May as well, since you don't have a jumper on anymore. There we go. Down there looks like I need some massage, too. Just like that. Up and down. Up and down so slowly. Just like this. Up and down. And we go a little faster. Just like that. My hands are getting quite tired, dear. Sorry, I need to do something else. Don't be afraid to make a mess in there, sweetie. Sorry, son. You're just so big. Right in my mouth. That was a lot there. Oh my god. So, sweetie, did you enjoy spending some time with your stepmommy? Oh, you know you can come here at any time, especially to keep me company when your father is gone again. Well, let me check the calendar. Well, he'll be away again on the 22nd of February, so feel free to come round. Stepmommy gets scared sometimes being alone. Yeah, you better get off now, I guess. Thank you for tonight. I hope you had just as much fun as I had. Bye-bye now, sweetie.